Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 192 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And in this episode of Behind the Barbecue Front Lines, I get a chance to talk to Chef Chris Shepherd from Georgia James, 1/5, UB Preserve, and the Hay Merchant. But I wanted to talk to him specifically about his foundation, Southern Smoke Foundation, and what they do for restaurant workers, because I think it's important that I get the word out, because if you want to donate to this, or if you also are a struggling restaurant worker who's been put out of work because of COVID, go online, sign up for assistance. They connect you with a caseworker and assist you in getting funds from them and helping you out. They've helped over 650 individuals so far, and there's a lot more. They've gotten 22,000 applications. So I just wanted to get into this, learn all about it, learn how you could help out, share as much information as I can about this. I can't thank Chef enough for taking the time. And if you're digging these, please subscribe. That way you don't miss out. I have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com. I'm also on all the social media at Kevin's Barbecue Joints. Stay safe and enjoy this. You have a million and one things to do. I won't take a lot of your time.
You're good. What's happening?
Well, number one, I want to see how you're doing. How are you feeling?
You know what? I'm doing actually physically great, mentally great, business-wise. We're learning something new every day. So that's the key to it. Like, as long as we're ready to try and learn and change and pivot, maneuver to make the right decisions, then we're good.
Yeah. And I've often thought that the restaurant industry, especially barbecue and meat related too, they're all really positioned well to pivot if they have to. I think a lot of them are scrappy.
Yeah. I mean, just people in the restaurant business have to be.
Yeah. I've worked in the business before, so I know. So I want to talk about Southern Smoke Foundation, because I had seen your festivals, and I'd seen you online and see what you do, but I never, until I did research, I never quite knew specifically what it is that, how great it is and great resource. So you started in 2015, right?
Yeah, we started in 2015, and what it was a friend of mine, we were doing dinners to raise money for culinary scholarships, and a friend of mine was doing the SOM work for us, and he was coming in doing the wine program for these dinners. And when it came time to do another set of the dinners, he asked me if we could do one towards MS. And I was like, yeah, why? And he was like, well, I got diagnosed with MS this week, which, wow, you know, a whole other conversation. But at that point, I said, you know, we're not going to do a dinner. We're going to throw a festival or a party. This is basically what I said. And then we went to the mayor's department of special events to talk about closing off just the sidewalks around the buildings. And she asked, like, what are you doing? Told her, and she was like, no, we're going to block down all of the streets around you. We're going to give you the stage. We're going to give you all the infrastructure, wow, to be able to throw a festival. And I was like, oh, well, all right, I guess. Like, I've never done that before. But so that first year, we, you know, did the festival, and I told the MS Society that we were going to raise $100,000. They kind of laughed at me, because, you know, I'm sure that happens quite a bit, where people say they're going to do that, and then they don't really realize how much goes into it. So that first year, the same people that laughed cried when I wrote up a check for $181,000.
Lord,
and
wow.
Then year two, we progressed and wrote up a check for $284,000. And then year three, Harvey came through the city and put its toll on us. I looked at everybody and said, you know, we need to change the focus, and we need to take care of folks in the hospitality industry. And I don't care if it's you plant the vegetables or drive the cars or stock the milk, like work the drive through, busser, waiter, cook. I don't give a shit. But you have to have an outlet to be able to, if you need something, you're in a time of crisis, we can help. And that year we wrote 139 checks to folks for $500,000. And that kind of started the vision of, we need to have this as a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week program, where if you have a dark night, you can have something, you know, you can make a phone call, we get somebody to talk to. You have, you know, you twist your ankle and you have a hard time paying rent, you just didn't go to the doctor, or vice versa, or you didn't go to the doctor, so you can't pay rent, you just can't go to work. Like, we can help with that. And so, just like I said, over Harvey's impact, like, we had a little over 200 applications. And since COVID-19 started, we've had over 22,000.
22,000. Wow. Yeah. And it's not just Texas-based, it's nationwide.
It's nationwide. It was before.
Yeah, that's right.
I told Catherine, our executive director, I was like, let's not put the cart in front of the horse. Like, let's not go outside of our area just yet. And then slowly it started to happen. And then with COVID-19, like, we put two carts in front of the horses and just fucking let it go. And now the horses are definitely, you know, pretty much caught back up to where we need to be. But I don't know the exact numbers as of today, but as of yesterday, I think it was 600, right around 650 families for 1.3 million since we've started in the past 6 weeks or so.
And how much does it cover, like a month's worth of break for them, or how does it, or is it all specific to person?
It's absolutely different.
Okay.
It's what's your crisis? What's going on? What are your bills? How do we help with this?
Like, gotcha.
And then it's not like a lot of organizations where they'll give them money, like, it's a capped amount that will cover your rent or whatever, and we pay for that. No. And that's great too. Like, all organizations that are helping out are fantastic.
Ours,
we basically take the list of all of your things and goes to an awards committee, and then the committee delves out. So there's not really a cap. But, you know, the great thing about our industry is that people in the restaurant business don't take more than what they need for the most part. So, you know, what I've seen, and I'm not privy to any of the applications actually, but I just will see things that, like, come across, like, what are going to the awards committee with no names and no circumstances, but it's like, this is what's happening, and this is what this person's asking for. And it's like, rent, phone bill, car payment,
doctor appointments. Yeah, I saw the,
wife. And it's like, we need $900. And it's like, that doesn't seem like it's enough. But it's, it's what they need to get by. And so,
and to help them sleep at night. I noticed that you said that, I forget what interview, maybe it was on Fox, where you said that when you're stressed about money and those things and you can't sleep, that horror is it's so terrible.
Yeah, it's an unmanageable. So, you know, as long as we're trying to just be there for folks to be able to manage their life in an uncertain, really weird time, until we can get back at it, we keep going. But, like, as I've said, that, if we're on pace for what we're doing, we got to get the word out, because we've done 1.3 million to 600 and something families. But if we go through and grant on average what we're doing for every person, we need $38 million.
Okay. So okay. That's good to know. That's why I wanted to do this. Yeah. There's a long way to go, but that's how getting the word out. So people can donate. Can people put together, I've seen a lot of people putting things together, raffles and things. Proceeds.
People are being very creative to, like, photos and wallpaper, and there was somebody that had a cheeseburger challenge or whatever. It doesn't really matter. I don't really care. I mean, people are just coming out of the woodwork, doing cool little things that are helping the foundation out. So, and it's really getting the awareness and getting people to understand what it is, and because I go back to the thing where it's like, if you have a little bit, you give a little bit. If you need a little bit, apply for it. We'll get through this together, but we have to do it as a group of humans working together.
Exactly. And it's not like you're, and when you go to the website to apply, you're not just applying to, like, a robot or a computer. You're assigned someone, and then that person helps you and deals with you and vets you and figures out, and you have to show some pay stubs and things to show
proof. It's a long process. It is, but it's worth it. It's the thing. We can't just, like, oh, you need $5, here you go. Like, it doesn't work that way.
No,
we have to make sure that we're doing it the right way, and that it's very much a systematic approach. Like, when this started, we had 2.5 employees, and now we're over 30. People get caseworkers, and they're assigned to it. And there's a set of rules. If you're an ass, you're gone.
Yeah, I saw that too. If you actually have an attitude, you cuss.
If you treat our caseworkers, like, we have to protect our employees too. But if you you have to act like a human. We got to get through this together. We can help each other. We can do this. And I understand that it's super stressful, but we'll get there.
Definitely.
But there's no room for treating people like hell. So.
And then also too, I've worked at least 30 hours a week and for a certain amount of months.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's like, I don't know. I think it's 6
But
months.
It's on the website, so they can check that.
Yeah. Just, I say people apply, like, have your stuff ready. Yeah. It just makes it easier. You wouldn't go empty handed to any place, right? You need to have your paperwork and all your things. Like, we give you a list of what to look for, what to have. Have that ready. We can go fast.
Like, yeah, treat it like a job.
A matter of days or a matter of months. Like you said, we can just make it easy on us and we make it easy on you. That's how it has to
be. Without a doubt. It's what a great thing. And then you guys are doing, it's a cooking at home thing. It's an 8-week thing with Evan Leroy's tonight, right? Isn't there something?
Yeah, with the folks in Austin. Who is it with? There's Evan Leroy is tonight. There's like 8 different chefs.
I'll put links to it, but it's another way to get the word out.
Yeah, it's really great.
And then you guys have put off your festival right now, right? Because that's
we don't know. I want to talk about that all the time, but there's no way we're going to get
Yeah, no. And
conversation, once, I guess.
That's the last thing you want to do. But the main reason I just wanted to do this quick and easy, just to get the word out, let people know more of what this is all about, because I think it's such a wonderful thing. And there's a lot of things to donate to or to help. And there's specific ones to our industry. And it feels like we're getting the short end of the stick here.
Let's give it back. Let's get it to people.
Let's get it back. And then, so is there anything else with your restaurant? Are they all over?
Yeah.
But we're doing a lot of curbside through Georgia James right now, and all of them are kind of coming through that. And then as we're going to start doing curbside here pretty soon at 1/5, we're doing hot food at Hay Merchant right now, which is through Georgia James as well. So we'll get back to it. We'll come up with some creative things, and it's going to be fun. We'll hammer it through.
Awesome.
Stuff at HEB's, our local grocery store chain. So we're keeping it going.
Excellent. Yeah, no, I love HEB. And when I was in Texas, I loved it so much. Now, also, too, yeah. I just wanted to thank you, too, because I recently interviewed Aaron Fugis. And if it wasn't for you, the two of them, Patrick and Aaron, wouldn't have met, probably. And
that's true. Yeah.
I was thinking about that last night. I'm like, well, when I talk to Chris, I want to tell him that's,
you know,
kids. We thank you for what you've done in that sense. You've done a million things, but that's something great for us, too.
I appreciate it.
But thank you for what you're doing. Let me know if there's anything I could do on my side to help out. I will get the word out, and I'll get this done and out tomorrow. But I just
all right. I appreciate that. Let's go.
Thanks, Chef.
Take care. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. All right, bye.